To explore the long-term implications of the Iraqi vote, we've invited Phoebe Marr back into our studio. She's the author of The Modern History of Iraq. Welcome, Ms. Marr.
Nice to be here.
Are you concerned by the low Sunni turnout, coupled with this recent surge in violence that seems to be directed against Shia?
Yes, of course, it's very disturbing, but not entirely unexpected. It would have been better if we had a somewhat higher Sunni vote, but nobody expected it. The newly elected delegates are going to have to find ways to reach out to those Sunnis who can be enticed into the government and the constitutional process. Some, of course, will not cross the road.
How likely do you think it is that a Sunni would be chosen for this three-man presidency council?
Very likely. I would be very surprised if one of those two vice presidents was not some Sunni. But the question will be whether this is a Sunni who is close enough to those who are in opposition to actually represent them.
What do you mean, to actually represent them?
We have to look at this insurgency and understand why, and it's mainly a Sunni insurgency, why people are in opposition. And it's Hydra-headed. Some of them, of course, are connected with al-Qaeda, they're jihadists, and so those can't be brought into the fold, unquestionably. Many of them are ex-Ba'athists, and it's unlikely that those diehards will be brought back in. But then there's a large group in between. Some of those are just plain nationalists and opposed to occupation and are going to want some kind of indication of U.S. Withdrawal. Others are unemployed. They don't have money, and perhaps jobs and services would address their needs. And of course, some will be able to be wooed. Others will not.
Now, the Kurds from the north did very well in this election. Do you expect them to use that new political power maybe to push for greater autonomy?
The Kurds have enjoyed virtual independence in the north, and they're going to bargain very hard to keep much of that. They also want to expand the territory under their control to Kirkuk and some other cities where they say, and perhaps with justification, that they have a majority. Certainly the rest of Iraq and the Turks and the other neighbors are going to be very concerned if the Kurds get complete control over Kirkuk. So this is going to be one of the really important issues that has to be negotiated.
You have said recently that Iraq's future as a democracy depends in part on the country's ability to revive a lost sense of Iraqi identity.
I think there is an Iraqi identity. It usually adheres in the intellectual, educated class, the middle class. To a certain extent, Ayad's Alawi's party represented that. But Iraq has moved in an ethnic and sectarian direction. Identity politics has become very critical, but I think it hasn't passed the tipping point. And certainly, I think the people in the alliance and others recognize this. I heard Muwafaq Rabai this morning talking after the election.
And Muwafaq Rabai is with the leading Shia alliance.
Yes, he was with the United Iraqi Alliance. And he certainly spoke as someone that wanted to encourage a sense of Iraqi identity, the government which provides services. Those were the kinds of words that need to be said to bring Iraqis together so that they can move to a future that is Iraqi, not Arab nationalist, not Shia, not independence for the Kurds, but Iraqi and a democratic Iraq.
Phoebe Marr is a senior fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.